Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A happy Monday morning. Welcome into Bed Sweats here on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM. I'm PJ Glasser. That is Kate Constable. We're with you here for the next 3 hours up until noon Eastern time. We got the great Jason Lockenfora joining us coming up in an hour here at 10 a.m. Eastern, and a lot of football talk to get to after an unbelievable weekend. We have the college football playoff to react to as the quarterfinal matchups are set. We got a lot of good ones that we will talk about here throughout the show. NFL Week 16, unbelievable. Take your pick. Game of the year. Rams, Seahawks, Bears, Packers, Steelers, Lions yesterday. So many great results. We'll look ahead to Week 17 as we have another really good slate upcoming with some good matchups that we'll get into. Case of the Mondays, we'll talk about our weekends and stuff that are still bothering us. And Kate, newsflash, probably talk about the Ravens during that segment. And then we'll wrap up the show later on with lightning bets and some of our favorite plays. But Kate, great to see you. Before we hopped on air, we talked about it's been a while since we've done a show together, see each other. How's everything going? Any big plans coming up for Christmas this week?
It's been forever, PJ. It's good to be back with you. Traveling to Minnesota tomorrow and then back to Chicago on Christmas Day. We're trying to hit both families. My family in Minnesota, the in-laws back here in Chicago. It's a whirlwind. The holidays are always fun. Like, I love being able to go home, see my family, all my nieces and nephews and everything like that. But it's just like a whirlwind of a 48 hours. And then on top of that, we have a New Year's Eve wedding in Philadelphia. So it's just kind of bang, bang, bang. These next week and a half is going to be a little crazy. But it's the holidays. And so what could be better? How about you?
Yeah, just staying around. My family's in Maryland. I'm here just outside of DC. So they're like a 40-minute drive away. So I'll go see them, hang with the family, just hang out. So it'll be all good. It'll be a little warmer probably for me than it will be for you. I hear you say like Chicago and Minnesota. I'm like, yeah. Kate, I mean, it's going to be like probably in Minnesota. Have you looked at the forecast, what the weather's supposed to be?
I haven't, PJ, because you know what? It is just always cold in Minnesota. Yeah. So that's what you just know you're getting that. It's 32 in Chicago right now. It's 31 in Minnesota. So like, we're
that's
about freezing.
Bad. No,
it's really not at all. It's really not. I'm hoping for a little snow on Christmas. That always makes it a little bit more fun and festive, but I'll take 32 degrees any time of the winter months, I should say, in the Midwest, because that really is like, I mean, that's kind of like a heat wave here.
100%. Kate, I'm sure as a Bears fan, you'll also take any win they get over the Packers, especially the one that they had on Saturday in dramatic fashion, down 16-6. Looked like the game was over. They kick a field goal, get the onside kick, and then the fourth down touchdown, and then they win it in overtime with DJ Moore. Kate, I've kind of compared this Bears team to like the last year's Washington Commanders, right? Where that Commanders team just came out of nowhere. We kind of had a feeling that maybe they would be better. Everybody was excited about Jaden Daniels. We could see him progressing throughout the regular season. They had all these magical wins, and kind of the peak
oddly enough, was that Hail Mary against Chicago, right? And then they go to the playoffs. Everybody just kind of think they're like a cute story. They win a couple games and go to the NFC title game. I kind of see the Bears like maybe being this year's version of that, where they've had all these crazy comebacks. They've had all these dramatic wins. That Packers game, it felt like, was kind of the peak of it all. I don't know if they're good enough to go to the Super Bowl or even win the Super Bowl, but with how wide open the NFC is, and especially the fact now that the Rams could be a wild card team and might have to travel to a place like Philly, travel to a place like Chicago, I think the Bears absolutely could win a couple games, maybe go to the NFC title game. How are you feeling about Chicago with where they currently stand and maybe what they could do in the playoffs?
I mean, where they currently stand, PJ, I feel amazing. I mean, Chicago fans, Bears fans, we are on top of the world right now, because how could you not be after everything that we've endured for the past, couple, like, decades, right? Especially coming off of last year. Like, I was listening to local radio this morning here while I was getting ready, and they were saying, like, what a luxury it is to be in the position that you're in going into week, what are we at, 17 and 18 coming up? And to not have to already have a place in the playoffs locked in, to not be waiting on other teams to lose or to win or XYZ to happen in order for you to get in. Like, that is such a luxury that the Bears don't typically have. So I feel great about where they're at right now. I feel great about just the turnaround that they've had in terms of the culture that's been built there and the winning attitude. Like, they go out and expect to win this season. Now, in terms of making a deep playoff run, I don't know. And I guess the answer is it has been sustainable. Like, I say this week to week, is how sustainable is it to be winning in this fashion, game in and game out, fourth quarter comebacks, like Hail Mary passes, things like that. It feels weird that it's happened as much as it has. But I suppose, I mean, if that's the kind of their MO this year and they're confident in those situations, you could win any game in the postseason. I don't think that they are necessarily a Super Bowl team this year, but I'm with you. I mean, the confidence that they're playing with right now, the confidence that they have in their head coach and vice versa, their coach has in his team. Like, this is a team that would you prefer to see the Bears or would you prefer to see the Rams in the playoffs? Would you prefer to see I would prefer to see the Bears over the Rams or the Seahawks. Like, those are the top two teams that I would not want to see. So I think, to answer your question, like, the Bears are a threat, but they aren't the biggest threat in the NFC going into the postseason.
No, I agree with that. I think that's totally fair. And if the playoffs started today, Kate, the way that the NFC playoff picture would shake out is Seattle would be your one seed. The Bears would be in that two spot. Philly, winners of the NFC East, would be the three. Carolina right now would be the four seed. We're still trying to figure out who's going to win the NFC South, but big win yesterday over Tampa. Rams would be the top wild card team, so they'd be the five seed. The Niners, who play tonight against the Colts, we'll get into that game next segment and preview Monday Night Football. They're the six seed. And then right now, the Packers are the seven seed. And it looks like they're probably going to be in the playoffs. It sounds like those are probably going to be your seven teams for the most part. Because, again, I think Carolina just needs to win one of the two final games. And Green Bay just needs to win one of their two final games. Mm-hmm. The Lions also have to win both of their games. So not only do the Lions need to win both, but they need the Packers to lose out as well. So that's probably your seven. So it would be a Bears-Packers rematch in the first round if the playoffs started today, which would be something. So how would you feel about that? It'd probably be a similar point spread. You're probably looking at about a pick'em. Jordan Love, you would think. I mean, with a concussion, you never know how those things are going to go, but you would assume that he would be back ready to go for that game. So if we had Bears-Packers round three with how the first two games have gone, how would you feel about that one?
Jeez. I mean, as a Bears fan, you don't feel great about playing the Packers because you've lost what? Now it's, is it 14 of your last 16? You had one win this past week. I mean, I actually like wouldn't feel all that bad because it would be going through Chicago. Mm-hmm. I know they would have Jordan Love back for the entirety of the game, but like Malik Willis did play very well coming in for him. And the Bears would also have Rome Odunze back. They would also have Luther Burden back. So they would get some more of their offensive weapons. So I laugh because like, no, I'm not confident in that. But like, I also kind of am. I mean, they've played the Packers down to the wire both times. Should the Packers have probably won both of those games? Yes. But I mean, it was one interception away from a game tying touchdown in the first game. And then obviously you had to have a ton go right at the end of the game in the second, but a win's a win. So I wouldn't actually feel terrible. I mean, of course you'd prefer to play the Panthers, or I mean, honestly, the NFC is like, I know the Bears beat the Eagles earlier this year, but like, I'm not sure I'd want to see the Eagles. But so give me the Packers, PJ. I got to back my team. I'm confident. Bears, Packers, first round of the playoffs. Bears are moving on.
There you go. I like it. I'd be interested if that in the wild card round would be the Sunday night game, or if that would be the Fox game with Burkhart and Brady again. Yeah. We'd have to see what the other matchups would be, but I definitely think that would probably be the game that headlines wild card weekend. So that's in the NFC, and that was certainly the big game over the weekend. In the AFC, Kate, the big result that we had, how about Jacksonville going into Denver, dropping 34, ending the Broncos' 11-game win streak, and now all of a sudden, the Jags have a shot at getting the number one seed. They're 11-4. They currently hold the 3 seed. And then Denver and New England are both 12-3. So they're going to need each of those teams to lose again. And then they're going to have to win out if they want to get the 1 seed. But Jags very much still in the mix. You have the Chargers and the Bills, who are both looking good as wild card teams right now. Although the Chargers have a chance to win that division too, because they already beat Denver. They play them again to end the regular season. So if they just stay 1 game back and beat the Broncos, they're going to win the division. And then you have Houston, who's looking like the 7th team that's going to end up making the playoffs in the AFC. Ravens are going to need to win out, and the Steelers are going to need to lose out for Baltimore to win the AFC North. So, Kate, at this point in the season, we got 2 weeks left. I mean, we still have a couple of division races to go, but we kind of know at this point like who the 7 playoff teams are going to be in each league. When you look at the AFC, was yesterday's win by the Jags enough for you to maybe sway your opinion on Jacksonville? Or if you're betting AFC futures, would you look elsewhere?
I still can't, like, don't get me wrong. I picked Jacksonville to win the division. I picked Liam Cohen coach of the year at the beginning of the season. And then they started off the way they did. And I thought, oh, you idiot. Like, no, this isn't working. This is the same Jacksonville team because it's still Trevor Lawrence, but they have turned a corner over the last, 2 months. And they look like a complete team right now. And their defense, I mean, everyone I feel like talks about Jacksonville's offense because Trevor Lawrence is the, you know, conversation there, but Jacksonville's defense has been really good. So I think they are certainly a threat. I don't think that they're a threat to win the entire AFC. Not when you have teams like the Patriots, even the Broncos that they just beat. I would take Denver to beat the Jacksonville again if they saw each other. Buffalo, Texans. So like, I have a lot of teams above Jacksonville in terms of winning the AFC or going deep in that conference. But I like the way Jacksonville's playing right now. Like, they're a team that you want to, you know, go into the playoffs feeling very confident and playing your best football right now. I'm not sure anyone's playing better football right now than Jacksonville is.
I mean, it's so fascinating because, like, I look again at the current landscape of the AFC playoff picture, and I think a majority of people are going to pick the 6 and 7 seed in the AFC with the Bills and the Texans, which is crazy. Because again, like, Denver, New England, Jacksonville, we're just not quite sold on a bunch of these teams yet. I'm with you on the Jags. I think you have to give Liam Cohen his props with what he's done in year one. Trevor Lawrence is maybe playing the best stretch of football in his career. He was great yesterday against a really good defense in a really tough environment. There's just something about the Jags, though, that I can't get there. You know, like, there's something missing with them, and their defense is all predicated off of turnovers, you know, and like, they do give up yards, they do give up points. And when they're not getting those turnovers, they struggle. And like you, I mean, I'm just like, Trevor Lawrence, he's playing well. I'm not quite there. And I liked Jacksonville yesterday in the game. I liked them +3.5. I liked them to win. So I thought they would go into Denver and win yesterday, but that still doesn't change my opinion that I wouldn't bet any futures on them to win the AFC. I still probably would like Buffalo and Houston the most at this point. But again, both of those teams, I mean, they're probably not going to win their division, and they're going to be the bottom 2 seeds. So it's going to be a tough path for both of those teams. But yeah, just the Jags, I can't quite get there yet on Jacksonville. What about New England? They go into Baltimore yesterday and beat the Ravens with a double-digit fourth quarter comeback. Drake May right there with Stafford to win MVP. It looks like with a couple weeks to go, do you think the Patriots are good enough to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I do. The only thing that concerns me with the Patriots is the youth of Drake May. Like, he has been phenomenal this season, but he's still just a second year quarterback, right? Didn't have a whole lot of playoff experience last season. So that's the only, like, I just wonder if he, I don't want to say changes at all, but like if it's a big stage for him, once the playoffs do hit, that would be my concern. But outside of that, like, yeah, I think the New England is as complete of a team as they come. So they're certainly live in my book. I think the Bills, despite being the sixth seed, like this is Josh Allen's easiest path to the Super Bowl without Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the AFC, without most likely the Ravens. And I mean, even if they did see the Ravens, like the way Lamar and that team has been playing this year. So I think New England, I like the Bills. Those are two teams that certainly in my book, PJ, could make it to the Super Bowl. Does that youth for Drake May worry you at all? Or are you just solid on him?
So my comp for the Patriots all year, Kate, has been, I think they're Texas A&M to a T. I think they're the NFL version of the Aggies. Because if you look at how the seasons have played out, it's the same thing, right? A&M had the early season win at Notre Dame. New England had the early season win at Buffalo. Then both of them, kind of middle of the year, have these super easy schedules. They said on the broadcast yesterday, the Patriots have had like the easiest schedule in 25 years. A&M quite literally played all the bad teams in the SEC. Then you get to the end of the season, A&M has their test against against Texas on the road. They don't pass. New England has their test against Buffalo. They don't pass. And then we saw the Aggies again lose to Miami, and New England should have lost yesterday to Baltimore. So I kind of think the two teams are the same. And the Aggies, I was never a believer in. I just can't quite get there yet with the Patriots. But Drake May's really good. Mike Vrabel's really good. And like you said, there's no Mahomes, so it opens the door for a lot of these other teams in the AFC. We're just getting started here on Bet Sweats, PJ Glasser and Kate Constable. Niners Colts Monday Night Football. We'll talk about that next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, man, it's been an awesome week 16 so far in the NFL. I feel like, Kate, every day I log on to Twitter and people are like, oh, Rams-Seahawks game of the year. No, Bears-Packers, that was the Seahawks or Steelers and Lions, that was the game of the year. You could make an argument for any three. I mean, all those finishes, insane. So many great games. Let's hope we got one more great game as well on Monday Night Football. We got the Niners traveling to Indy to take on the Colts. With the Lions' loss yesterday, San Francisco does clinch a playoff berth, but they're hoping that maybe they still got a shot at winning the NFC West. If they win tonight, win against the Bears next week, Seattle loses to Carolina, and then those two teams match up final week of the regular season. If the Niners win out and Seattle loses to Carolina, Niners could get the number one seed in the NFC. But first, I got to take care of Indy. They're a 5.5-point favorite on the road tonight against the Colts. And obviously, the big storyline will be another game of Phillip Rivers under center for Indy. Kate, before we get into tonight's game, like, what were your thoughts on Rivers against Seattle? If you had to give him, you know, a grade, like a B plus, C plus, A minus, if you had to have a grade for Rivers' first start against Seattle, what do you think you would give?
I mean, I would give him a B plus. Look, like, they were in that game for most of it. I thought he played well for the situation that he was coming into and hadn't played in how many years. Was he phenomenal? No. Like, do his passing yards reflect like an unbelievable game? No, but he kind of didn't need to do a whole lot. Like, he just kind of needed to be a game manager. We talk about that, like, you know, all the time, especially with the 49ers and Brock Purdy over the years. But like, this was like kind of the ultimate game manager, not ask him to do too much. And so I thought he came out and played well. I thought part of that win for the Seahawks, or at least this game being as close as it was, because the Seahawks were two touchdown favorites in that game, and it didn't end up, you know, panning out that they won by that much. But I thought the Seahawks were looking forward to the Rams a little bit. And so that's maybe why the Colts had more success, is that the focus wasn't fully there. Like, you have old man Rivers coming in, your two touchdown favorites, but yet a massive division matchup coming up in a couple days. So I thought that was a little bit more of a reflection of the Seahawks not playing up to their potential versus Rivers, like, really having himself like a monster game.
I agree. I think B plus is the perfect grade. I was impressed with how he played. First and foremost, he survived the game. He came out of it healthy and available, right, to play this game. Cause I think that was all our big question is, like, I mean, this guy hasn't played in 5 years. He was never mobile to begin with. Now he's 44, going up against one of the best defenses in the NFL. Like, if he takes a shot from one of those defenders, I mean, he's going to be out for the game, and then he's going to be out for the season. So the fact that he's just good enough to return and play another game for Indy, I think, is a win. And then to your point, like, there was no catastrophic, like, turnovers. Like, he did nothing for his team to lose that game. When Minnesota went to Seattle like a month ago, and remember, they were going through their quarterback injuries and Max Brosmer was making his first start.
Yep.
Kate, it was very similar to, like, Minnesota's defense was keeping them in that game, and then Brosmer threw that terrible pick six and it flipped the game on its head, and Minnesota just never recovered and Seattle ran away. Like, there was none of that with Rivers. He, to your point, he was a game manager. They were leaning on Jonathan Taylor. They were leaning on their defense. Badgley was coming through with field goals. So it was very complimentary team football, and they're going to need to do the same thing again tonight. And what I think makes tonight's game so interesting is, a lot of times in sports, when you have like these great narratives or like these crazy stories or, you know, kind of just like things that people are rooting for, a lot of times it goes well in the first game, but then everybody's going to want to root for it again tonight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because it's Monday Night Football and they have their own pregame show, they're going to be doing all these features on Rivers and they're going to be talking to him, right? People are going to want to bet the Colts and all these kinds of things. I kind of think tonight might be a train wreck. You know, like, now that the Niners have some film, they're seeing what Steichen wants to do with Rivers. It's a Monday. There's some extended rest there. I don't know if tonight's going to go as well. So I didn't hate the idea of backing the Colts against Seattle, but backing them tonight against San Francisco, I don't know if I can get there.
Yeah, PJ, you took the words out of my mouth. That's where I'm going tonight. I'm all over San Francisco. I am happy to lay the 5.5. I think this could be a disaster of a game tonight for the Colts because of all the reasons you just said. It's like the air is kind of let out of the balloon a little bit, even after a solid performance in week one. It's the coach fired bump. It's the quarterback change bump that you get in that first game. And then everything else just kind of goes to the wayside for that second game, especially with a team like the 49ers coming in who still have a lot to play for. And I mean, everyone's talking about the Rams and the Seahawks in the NFC North right now. The conversation doesn't really revolve around the 49ers. And I think they kind of want to remind everyone of that tonight. They've won their last four games straight, all by double digits. They're 3-0 straight up and against the spread in primetime games this year. So I think this is a 49ers team that comes in and, I mean, destroy might not be the right word, but easily handles this Colts team, easily handles Phillip Rivers. The one concern I have is the 49ers run defense. They've allowed over 100 yards on the ground to want to say a single back in their last two games. So obviously Jonathan Taylor will be a concern of some magnitude, but he hasn't been at his best over the last 6 weeks either. So that kind of negates that a little bit. So yeah, I'm all over 49ers -5.5. Happily will lay that even with them on the road.
Yeah, there's some good stats there about the Niners' run defense. I mean, Kate, I think from a prop standpoint, like Jonathan Taylor is definitely going to be popular tonight. It's going to be a question of how you bet on him or how you fade him. So the rushing attempts are 22.5 tonight for Jonathan Taylor. The rushing yards is 97.5 for Jonathan Taylor. And then the one that I think I kind of like is his longest rush is 17.5. And the under is +110, you know, because I would probably lean towards the over attempts at 22.5 in that game against Seattle. He had 25 carries and I would expect him to have similar. But again, the game script allowed for Indy to give him the ball that many times, right? It was always close. It was always a one possession game. They never had to lean on Rivers. They never had to abandon the run. So that's your fear, is that if this game gets ugly, then Taylor obviously won't get the carries. So that's why I don't love it as much for this game. 97.5 is a lot, even for Jonathan Taylor. And like you said, he hasn't been as great here the past few weeks with the quarterback trouble. I kind of think the way to go with Jonathan Taylor might be the longest rush under at 17.5, especially the fact that you're getting it at +110. Because look, Robert Saleh, I mean, all these defensive coordinators, like, it's not rocket science, right? You just put a bunch of guys in the box and you force Phillip Rivers to beat you. I mean, your entire game plan is centered around stopping Jonathan Taylor. Kate, his last three games, his longest rush, 12 yards, 14 yards, and 11 yards. Now, he's faced three really good run defenses in Houston, Jacksonville, and Seattle, but I mean, he's not even getting close to the 17.5. So I know the Niners have injuries. I know Bose is out. I know Fred Warner's out. Like, you know, they're missing some key guys, and all it takes is just one 25-yard rush, 20-yard rush for Taylor to go over, but just hasn't been getting those explosive running plays. And even with him not breaking those big runs, Kate, he still had 85, 74, and 87 rushing yards. So he's been closer to that 97.5 number. He's still getting those attempts, but he's not getting those big breakaway runs. So I kind of like his longest rush to go under tonight. That would be my bet for Jonathan Taylor.
I could easily get on board with it, with that, PJ, especially you said it's plus money to the under.
Yeah, +110. I mean,
Everyone wants to bet the over on that, of course. So you get a nice price there. I would go unders across the board for Taylor in terms of carries and yards too, because you're right. Game script was part of what dictated 25 carries last week. I don't think he gets that many this week. I mean, maybe he sniffs 20, but that's still under what the 22.5. The yardage, I mean, it's been out. The last time he had over 100 yards, PJ, was all the way back in that Atlanta game, and that was the Berlin game. So he hasn't had 100 yards on the ground in the United States in the last 4 weeks. One thing, if you wanted to bet an over on Jonathan Taylor, like, I wonder if maybe we see him a little bit more in the short intermediate passing game, like maybe a couple dump offs to Jonathan Taylor for Rivers, because that's all he's going to do. Rivers is not throwing bombs deep. Like, Alec Pierce, longest reception, was one of my favorite bets early on in the season when Daniel Jones was going to him. I'm not sure Alec Pierce is getting over his longest reception today. I think everything that we see from Rivers tonight is a lot of dink and duck, and maybe that's where Jonathan Taylor is utilized a little bit more. His rushing or his receiving number, rather, is 18 and a half. You can get under 20 and a half. That's the best number I've actually, no, you want over. So over 18 and a half at BetMGM is the best number there. Like, maybe that's something to consider. Other than that, I think I'm off Taylor props all around unless you're playing unders.
I think that's fair. And then, yeah, in the receiving game for Indy, I think the only guy I'd probably look at is Tyler Warren. And just the reason being, I mean, again, with the Warner injury, like so much, I mean, he's so good. He covers so much ground for them over the middle of the field. And with Rivers being 44 and the arm strength just not being there, I mean, he can't push it down the field. Like, and Warren's such a big target. There's so many different ways that they can get him the ball. At BetMGM, though, his reception number at 3.5, the over is -160. So I really don't want to lay that kind of juice. And then his receiving yards total is at 35.5. Feels about right. I don't really want to go over that either. So I don't think I'll bet any props for any of the Indy wide receivers. I'll just stick with, like you said, Jonathan Taylor unders and probably that longest rush under as well. What about on the San Francisco side of things? Certainly McCaffrey, always the focal point for them. Every single game. He's been awesome again this season. When it comes to CMC, would you do anything tonight? And then more importantly, like, would you target him more so as in the running game or in the receiving game?
I feel like they've started to use him a little bit more in the run game, which is weird to say because he is their running back. But I would go both. I would go rushing and receiving. When the games that he goes off, it's typically like a decently even split between the two, honestly. And I just feel like he's able to beat you so many different ways, and they've used him in so many different ways this season compared to years past in terms of just having him be kind of a pure running back in years past, where he's very active within the passing game as well. So I would go over rushing and receiving. 99.5, best number I'm seeing out there. Let's see what BetMGM has. 102.5. I think that is, I mean, he's averaging 124 rushing and receiving yards per game, PJ. So that's where I'm going with this. You had his last game here, 73 yards on the ground, 14. So he's, I guess, 21 receiving yards the game before that, quieted down a little bit, but he has plenty of games over 50 receiving yards, 60 receiving yards. I mean, a 70 against Atlanta. I think you go combine the two, over rushing and receiving.
I like that. I mean, that's always a good bet when you're dealing with McCaffrey. You mentioned, though, the last 3 weeks, they've really leaned on him in the run game. 24 carries for 89 yards against the Panthers, 20 carries for 53 against Cleveland, and then last week against Tennessee, 22 carries for 73 yards. They also had the late bye week a couple weeks ago, right? So because of that late bye week, these guys are a little bit fresher than some of these other teams that are playing, yep, certainly right now. I think that helps them. And because it's the longer week on Monday night, I could see them giving McCaffrey a bunch of carries again tonight. So yeah, his attempts are 17.5, juice to the over at -120. His rushing yards, though, is 61.5. That feels too low to me.
That feels
so
really,
I kinda
low.
Like, well, really
same
low
with the 17.
So I
like,
yeah. 17.5. Yeah, I like 61.5 for sure. Brian Robinson's number is 23.5. So maybe there's some thought that Robinson gets, you know, more carries than he's been getting here as of late. I'm with you, Kate. I think 61.5 is too low. So I like McCaffrey over rushing yards.
Well, yeah. How much? I mean, we talked about game script on the other side and Jonathan Taylor not running as much because they might be passing it. But like, you'd got to think if game script is that same, I mean, if that's the same game we're talking about, which it is, the 49ers would lean on the run more late, keep the ball on the ground, work the clock. So therefore McCaffrey would get more tread even late unless they decide to sit him late in the game and play Brian Robinson more. I mean, that could be why it's a little bit lower, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. 61.5. Again, you look at three of his last four games. He's at 81, 89, 53 against the Browns defense, and then 73 against Tennessee. Indy does have a good run defense. They were great last week against Charbonnet and Walker against Seattle. But yeah, I think 61.5 is too low. I agree with you there. Another bet that I think could be an interesting angle, Kate, first quarter, I'm thinking of maybe backing Indy in the first quarter at plus 115 on the money line. I would agree with you where I would lean towards San Francisco, maybe full game spread. But my thought is the Colts are at home, prime time, season on the line, and Rivers making the start. I could just kind of see them like getting off to a fast start, maybe going up 7-0, right? And everybody being like, oh, Joe Buck on the call with Troy Aikman. Oh, the Rivers, what a story, right? They're up 7-0. Look at this guy leading the team down the field. Like, I could see that. I could see them starting fast. And then as we go on in the second half, the Niners kind of separate. But yeah, maybe an angle there on the Colts in the first quarter at plus 115 against San Francisco. We'll revisit that game later on in the show, give out all of our best bets during lightning bets. But when we come back, case of the Mondays, what are we still dreading from over the weekend? PJ Glasser, Kate Constable, Bet Sweats, presented by BetMGM.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. We got Jason Lock and Flora joining us coming up in 18 minutes. Talk NFL, Baltimore Ravens, all that good jazz. We're also going to talk college football playoff coming up in hour number two, into hour number three as well. We got a great week of bowl season. Then we got the playoff on New Year's Eve, three more games on New Year's Day. Excited for those matchups. We'll get into some more NFL talk as well, as we already got lines out for week 17. So myself, PJ Glasser, and Kate Constable will look at some of our favorite initial bets coming up for week 17 in the NFL. But right now, Kate, it's time for Case of the Mondays. And this is always the part of the show where we kind of air out anything that's, you know, bothering us that happened over the weekend or anything that's on our mind. So is there anything that happened to you this weekend or with the holidays coming up? Is there anything that, you know, it's grinding your gears right now?
You know what, PJ? I had a great weekend because of the Bears win. Like that kind of just put a great taste in my mouth after that. Holidays, like my only gripe for the holidays is they're wonderful, but it's a lot. It's a lot, especially when you're traveling. And it's like you almost need a holiday from the holidays once you're done with the holidays, if that makes sense. It's like going on a vacation at, with like all of your friends, and it's just like a wild vacation, and you drink a ton, you eat a ton, and you don't exactly feel like relaxed when you come back, which is often that time is the point of a vacation. So that's what the holidays have kind of become, because you try and hit everyone's house, right? Or at least in my family, that's what we do. So like flying to Minnesota for literally 48 hours to go to my brother's, sister's, mom's, everyone, you know, and then come back and do it all with my in-laws. It just becomes a lot, but I that's not really a complaint, because it's fun and you get to see your family and all that. So I guess just the vacation from the holiday from the holiday is my biggest gripe. But other than that, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can complain about these days. PJ, how about you?
Would you consider yourself like excellent gift giver for the holidays?
No, I'm a terrible gift giver, and it stresses me out so much. Oh, it's awful, awful. And I know that sounds like a cop out of like, you just don't try hard enough, because like, I should be thinking harder and getting creative and everything. Now, I will say my siblings and I all go in together on gifts for my mom, and I actually bought all of those this year. I handled all the gifts. But like, PJ, the only thing I've gotten my husband so far is an electric box cutter. That's a terrible gift. And it's a gift for me.
Does he want anything? Like, do you guys exchange lists?
No, he hates getting gifts. It's like a weird thing. So like, he's always like, don't get me anything. And then if there's anything he wants, he just goes and buys it for himself before I can even figure it out. So like, I bought this box cutter because he leaves boxes in our front entryway all the time. And so it's kind of a gift for me, because I'm like, you know, break down your boxes, dude. We can't be having boxes sitting all over our apartment.
Sure.
So no, I'm an awful, awful gift giver, and it does stress me out, and it makes me feel bad because I wish I were better at it. But it doesn't reflect the love I have for the people. My gifts just might suck. You know, that's what I like to tell them.
I'm the same way. I'm not very good. And it's not because it's not that I don't put in effort. My family, the way we normally do things, Kate, is like around the holidays, we don't exchange too many gifts. When we go on trips, like that's when we normally get gifts for each other, right? Because we found over the years that when you're put on the spot and it's like, oh, what do you want for this holiday? Or what should I get you? Even for like your birthday. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. But if you're traveling and you're on vacation, right? How many times are you like, oh man, I would love that. And it's like, okay, like I'll get you that. Right. So it's just like, we kind of almost do that where it's like when you're away somewhere and you're like, you want something, it's like, yeah, I'll get you that. And then that'll go towards birthday, or that'll go towards Hanukkah, or that'll go towards Christmas, or whatever it may be. So we've kind of done that. So around this time of the year, like, we don't exchange too many gifts, and I kind of like it because it kind of takes the pressure off. But that's how we tend to go about things, is when you go on vacation or trips or you're out and about, we tend to do like our gifts there. When you just see it and it's like, well, clearly that person wants it, so I'll just get it for you while we're here.
I might have to implement that, because you're right. When the pressure's on and it's like, okay, tell me what you want, like you just throw out a random thing that like you don't actually really need or care about or anything. It's basically just like getting someone something just to show that you spent money on them. So that's a great idea, PJ, especially like going on vacations too. All of a sudden you're like, oh, I need this for vacation, and you don't have it. That's a perfect time to get someone something. I'm going to steal that from you.
Because, Kate, I remember you were at the Olympics in Paris, and I could only imagine how many different places you must have went to, or how many different things you must have seen, where you were like, I mean, I could, like, I just want one of that. I just want some, right? Like, all that stuff. I mean, it must have been.
Did you end up a little bit? Because that was such a big trip. Like, I mean, that's a big trip to begin with. And so it was like, okay, this is going to count for birthday, Christmas type of stuff, whatever we buy there. So that year actually was very much a Glasser holiday, Christmas gift exchange type of thing, because we did do that type of stuff. Being at the Olympics, there was so much cool stuff that you just had to get as like memorabilia stuff. And it adds up after a long time.
Was there a favorite thing that you got that stood out when you were there?
You know, actually, not while we were there, but we collected all of our ticket all of our tickets, and they have, you could buy like the collectors with your name on them in the event that you went to. And then there was the Olympic poster that all the medalists got handed after they won. And so we bought one of those, and then we put it in a really nice frame, and like framing it was the cost. Cause like it's a big frame. It's a nice frame. And like we, you know, placed all of our tickets around this big poster thing. So that'll go on our wall for like ever. But that was kind of that we collected small little things to put on that frame throughout the Olympics. Yeah. So the cost was more towards afterwards, but that was the coolest thing we got from it.
That's super cool. That is super, super yeah. cool. Yeah, I'm hoping to go to some events here in 2028. Also hoping to get some World Cup games next summer as well. So I'm glad that, you know, the U.S. is starting to get some of these big events and have a chance to go, because that's very, very cool. I know we were talking too off air that some other gripes that we have with the holiday, especially when it comes to football, is – I mean, like, where to watch these games. You know, our producer, Zach Kroll, today was telling us that the games for Christmas Day for the NFL are going to be on Netflix and Amazon. And, like, I know they were on Netflix last year, but you don't know if these things change or if they stay the same. Right. So apparently they're on Netflix and Amazon. But Kate is a Ravens fan. They play the Packers on Saturday, and the game is on Peacock. And I don't, you know, I don't have Peacock. My parents don't have Peacock. So I was texting with my dad, and he was talking about how he might have to go to his mom's, you know, house, who lives in Baltimore, just to watch the game, because they'll have it on one of the local channels. But it's just like, it's such a pain, you know, like you just want to watch your team. And now you have to find out, like, oh, you might have to call to like a bar and be like, oh, are you going to show the Ravens game on Saturday? So it's a whole mess, and I hate it. And I have all of the streaming stuff except for Peacock. And it's, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the game on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't have Peacock either. I bought it for a month to watch a show that I wanted to watch, and then I canceled it. But that's like $25 a month. To buy it for just this game, you're $25 to watch a game that should be widely available to the entire country. That is crazy, PJ. It's almost like the more we've gotten, like, more technical we've gotten, the more old school it's become. Like, when was the last time you even thought to call a bar to be like, hey, are you playing the game tonight? Right? Like, that stuff is crazy. But I'm with you. I don't know where to go, especially the NBA right now. Like, I know we have the Amazon stuff. I know ESPN still has theirs, but like, there are so many games across all different platforms. I don't even know how to watch the NBA half the time, because where do you go for all of this? It's gotten so crazy. So I feel for you. If I still had my Peacock, I would lend you my login, but unfortunately I canceled that. But I mean, I got to make sure I have Netflix before Christmas. That might have to be a purchase. How do you not watch football on Christmas?
I know. It's crazy. And like you said, all this stuff is just getting jacked up in the prices. I remember when Netflix used to be, you know, like $6.99, $7.99 a month. Now it's closer to like $15.99 a month. And they know people will pay for that. And especially if there are sporting events on there. I remember my mom, like before this football season, was asking my dad, because the Amazon Prime was getting pretty expensive per year. And she was like, do you guys still need, and my dad and not yet, yeah, Thursday night football, right? We're going to need that. That's pretty important. So I know. And I don't have Apple TV, and I'm just waiting for when the NFL goes to there, right?
Yep.
Or because for baseball, they show plenty of games on there. They have like Roku and stuff. And I'm just like, I just like want to watch my teams. You know, why do you make me buy all these subscriptions to things?
So we're going to talk to Jason Lockenfora here in this next segment. And I was on with him yesterday on BetMGM Game Day. And we were talking about Tubi. Have you ever watched anything on Tubi?
No, I don't even know what Tubi is.
I didn't either. And that's what I said, because this new Cam Ward documentary that's coming out is on Tubi, apparently. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm never going to watch that, because I don't know how to get Tubi. I don't know what Tubi is. And Jason's like, oh, Tubi is awesome. They have so many good sports documentaries on there. So I guess, I don't know if you have to pay for it. I don't know if it's like Roku, which I don't know. Do you have to pay for Roku? I think it's like one of those type of apps on your TV, but it's just getting, there's too many to even follow along and understand where they all are these days. And this isn't like a new problem to this specific time of year. Like all of a sudden it's just popping off like this. But the fact that we have to kind of scramble at specific times to figure out how to watch our teams is just obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really, really is. As you mentioned, Jason Lock and Four are going to join us here coming up the top of the hour. Excited to talk to him because another case of the Mondays for me, Kate, is the Ravens. I mean, this is what they do under John Harbaugh, another double-digit blown fourth quarter lead. They finished the year 3-6 at home this season, and two of those wins were against the Jets and the Browns. He's been there 18 years. It's beyond time to move on. What stinks too is that this year's NFL head coaching cycle, there's like no Ben Johnson, right? There's no like Mike Vrabel, Sean Payton on the market. Like there's no slam dunk, like hire out there. But even though that might be the case, I still think you just got to move on. You got to figure it out. It's just beyond time. I'm interested to get Jason's thoughts on that, if he still thinks the Ravens had a chance, and his other thoughts from some of the great games we had in Week 16 in the NFL. Hour 2, Bet Sweats coming up next. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable. Stay right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.